Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, July 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks finished lower in response to a mixed set of corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 229 points, or 0.7%, to close at 31,762. The S&P 500 was down about 46 points, or 1.2%, and the NASDAQ finished down 220 points, or 1.9%. Earnings reports, plus persistent inflation and signs of an economic slowdown, clouded investors' view of the path forward for the U.S. economy. Shares of Walmart fell 7.6%, a day after the country's largest retailer warned that higher prices for food and fuel were causing consumers to pull back. Target shares were dragged down too, dropping 3.6%. General Motors shares fell 3.4% after the automaker reported second quarter net income fell 40%. But General Electric rose 4.6% after saying that revenue rose in the latest quarter due to a rebound in its jet engine business. A batch of big tech earnings after the bell. Microsoft said that sales rose 12% this past quarter compared to a year ago, but that was below Wall Street expectations. The company saw a surprisingly sharp slowdown in its cloud business and declining video game-related sales, adding to challenges such as the effects of the strong dollar. Shares were mostly unchanged after hours. Meanwhile, shares of Google parent Alphabet were up 2.4% after hours. While the search giant reported a 12.6% quarterly revenue increase over a year ago, it was the company's slowest quarterly sales growth in 2 years, largely due to weakness in the digital ad business. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.